Okay, good morning. This year is sponsored by Refuah Shleima for Imi Marati Rachel Esther Bat Chaya Rivka and Avi Mori Nissim Ben Ima. Okay, just two quick questions out there. Bechdei Shia Asil. So there's a knas that if a person does an Isra on Shabbos or before Shabbos regarding Hilchos Shabbos, there's a knas that he can't benefit until after Shabbos, until the time it takes him to do it. Does this apply? The halacha of Bechdei Shia Asil, that you have to wait. It could be half an hour, an hour, whatever it is. That you have to wait. Does this apply for a Jew or a non-Jew? Any takers? Does this apply to a Jew or a non-Jew?
What's the question?
Is there a knas of Bechdei Shia Asil that you have to wait? Or can you use it, if it was done by Isser, you can use it right after Shabbos? So the answer is, by Amira la'akum, or Amira la'jew, when you tell someone to do it for you, it makes a huge difference if you told a Jew or a non-Jew. Chazal were only gozer if you told a non-Jew. Because who would tell a Jew to do an Isra on Shabbos? They didn't think to make such a gzera. But if you yourself, we learned recently, if you yourself did the Isra, like you did an Isra of Shia, Chazara, one of these Isurim, so midarabanan, even if a Jew did it, he has to wait in order to get benefit, bichdei Shia asim. Okay, it makes a difference on the exact scenario, but the concept of Bechdei Shia Asil actually applies to a Jew just as much as a non-Jew, unless it's Amira. Okay, and one last thing, we've been reading a lot about Mechzei Kemevashel, things look like cooking. So we know Shia, leaving things Erev Shabbos, that depends how you have to leave it, a blech, no blech, right, garuf, a katum. So that's an issue of, we're afraid maybe you're going to come to stoke the coals or turn up the flames. There's no Mechzei Kemevashel. But whenever you want to return something Friday night, or put something on the oven or stove on Shabbos morning, the issue is, it could be, maybe you're going to increase the heat. The other issue is, it could be what they call Mechzei Kemevashel. It looks like you're cooking. What's the problem with looking like it's cooking? So most of the poskim don't really explain it. They just say Mechzei Kemevashel and it's aser. So it's unclear exactly. It's perhaps or likely some form of Mari sign. It could be it's a problem because we're afraid it's going to leave for you to then continue and do some kind of bishul on Shabbos. And it could perhaps be some kind of iser of zilzel. It looks like you're cooking, it's just inappropriate. But I don't have a complete clarity if there is any. Okay. Inside, Resh Nun Dalet. Okay, Resh Nun Dalet. Vav. See, Vav. Im etenu b'Shabbat afilu b'mezid. And if you... What are we talking about? We're talking about... Oh, boy. Okay, we're talking about putting on bread. And you want to put it on... you want to put it in the oven. If you do it b'mezid. Let's say a person b'mezid stuck bread, dough, really, and you put it in the oven. It's a disur deraisa of a fia, bishul. So what happens? Mutar lo lirdot kodim shiafeh. The person himself who put it up there, of course, he should take it down right away. Because even though it might be an isur derabanan to take it down, you want to make sure it doesn't turn into an isur deraita. The isur could be if you're taking it down with a fancy special kalim, or perhaps it's muksa. So either way, it's considered an isra derabanan to take it down. But for the person himself to avoid being an isra deraisa, we say take it down. No zoom. If there's a real bikush, maybe we'll start up again. Kedei shelo yavo lidei isra skila. To prevent him from being over the isra skila. The poskim say he himself should do this, but other people should not do an Isser Derabanan, so someone else should avoid the Isser Deraisa. The one exception many say is if the person did it be'ones. But they say even if someone else did it be'shogeg, just let it be. Okay. Zayin. Betanarim shelanu. She'ein vehem radia. In our ovens, we don't stick it to the walls. We just put it on the flat on the grates. Mutar leotzi yoter mishalosh seudot besakin o bishum davar sheitchov bo u mikom hakom leotzi birachat mishum demechze keovdin lecho. So he says, nowadays it's not, we don't stick it on the walls so that you can take as much as you want. Just do it with shinui. Don't use your regular utensil for taking out bread in the oven. Just use some other utensil that's not normally used. Because if you use this special kli, it's miyuchad for baking, so then it's mechse ke'uvdin dechol, and it's inappropriate. So that's okay. Chet. Lo yomer li'adam kidera asesiyot. So these are some kind of kitnios, some kind of beans of some sort. You can't make this kind of a dish. V'tur musin. V'itein l'tocha tanur erev Shabbat samuch l'chashecha. Basically, you can't start cooking it raw right before Shabbos. Why? Mipnei she'dvarim elu einam tzrichim bishul rav. V'daito aleim le'ochlam le'altar. So if you put it on right before Shabbos, and again, it's like any food that cooks easily, then we're afraid you might come to play with the fire. Even if you put it there completely raw, right? We learned by a chunk of raw cow meat, that would be okay. But here we're talking about something that cooks quicker. This is, we already learned all this already by putting it on Erev Shabbos, Isser of Shia. And it applies to a kira and kupach, including our ovens. Now, haga, I would have said this earlier, but the Ramah says it for the end, that we're talking about kishe'enan grufim uketumim ve'efshar lachtot. We're talking about, it's not garuf and katum. So obviously, if you have a proper blech or a hot plate, you can put on your vegetables or whatever you want to cook, even if it cooks easily, right before Shabbos, it's not a problem. V'imasakin afilu b'shogeg, and if you did it even b'shogeg, asurim l'motze'ei Shabbat ad kedeshi ya'asu. So then, even if you did it b'shogeg, you can't benefit. This is if you put it on right before Shabbos, or shortly before Shabbos, it wasn't cooked, even k'machal ben drosai, and the case is if there was no blech. Right? So usually we always have a blech or a hot plate, so it's not an issue. Right. But otherwise you have to wait, like we mentioned, k'deshi ya'asu. Tet. K'yotzei bo lo yomalei chavit shomayim. V'yitein l'tocha tenur erev Shabbat im chashecha. V'yimasakin asuyim l'motzei Shabbat b'chdei shi'asu. Again, b'chdei shi'asu. So what's the case? We're talking about here an oven, or on top of an oven, on top of a stove. He says you can't put water right before Shabbos. The same problem, this is an issue, in the same issue of Shia that we had for other foods, it applies to water. Even though water could be, you could drink it while it's raw, right? And you can just, same with like fruit, same thing. But once you decide to cook it, you have this gezerah, you can't put it on an open flame, an open stove, right before Shabbos, unless it's cooked, we say fully, and b'dievet, or it depends, the Ramah, at least kemachal ben drosai. So how does that play into water? So the water, ideally, to keep it simple, you should heat up the water, boil the water before Shabbos, and then there's no issues. Even if there's, then there's no issues, even if there's no blech. What if you just remembered right before Shabbos? Again, if you have a blech, these issues don't apply. A hot plate's a question. Maybe we'll get to it at the end. Maybe the hot plate needs to be covered, maybe not. So anyways, so then it's, but let's say you want to just put it on right before Shabbos. So what's machal ben drosai when it comes to water? So there are different opinions out there. The Igros Moshe says to be safe, he wants you to wait basically till it's yatzeled bo, pretty much 45 degrees Celsius, to make sure that it's not, because it's a very unclear what's machal ben drosai when it comes to water. I did see one opinion that say 25 degrees, although I don't know if I would rely on that. That's most makel opinion, because he's basically saying half of 50 degrees, and he's assuming 50 degrees is Yad Siledet Bo. I saw that in Menu Chatava, but I saw in Piskei Tshuvas, he says 35 degrees. So it's getting hot, but it's still not Yad Siledet Bo. I heard from Rav Kornfeld, B'Shem the Mishnah Berurah, he said, that's how he interprets the Mishnah Berurah, that it has to be that it's considered, and it is rational, B'smachal ben drosai has to be where it's edible, right? So what's so in order for, the minimum the machal ben drasai for water would be the amount that it's drinkable but and considered hot. Like you want to, you ask for a hot cup of drink. So again, this is a bit subjective, but if you want a hot cup of drink, at a certain point you would, you know, we're not talking about you want scalding hot, you know, tea or coffee, but if whatever you would consider hot and drinkable, then that would be and you wouldn't, you know, spill it out into the sink. So then that would, you would consider machal ben drasai. All right. Just one thing I don't think I mentioned before on yad seledet bo in general. I don't know if everyone would agree, but the Ben Ish Chai writes, and obviously some do follow it. That's for sure. That you know, we don't walk around with a not a thermos. What do you call it?
Thermometer.
We don't walk around with a thermometer. So how are you supposed to know what it is? So he basically says, as long as you can eat it and drink it, you know it's not yad seledet bo. Okay, I don't know. Okay. Did we finish? Yeah. Resh Nun Hey. Okay, Resh Nun Hey. This halacha is not so common for us, except for maybe if you go camping or you heat up your house or cook by a fireplace. Resh Nun Hey, how do you prepare the fire before Shabbos? So Aleph, Ein Osin Medura Meitzim Samuch HaKashecha. You don't start making your fire, your bonfire, right away, right before Shabbos. Ad Sheyatzit Behena Ur. You have to make sure that the bonfire caught. It's well lit. It's well into its burning stage. V'inyan shetehea shall have it ola me'alea b'li siyua etzim acherim. So you're going to have your main logs of wood. You want to make sure it's fully engulfed and it's going on its own and it doesn't need any help anymore. It doesn't need little twigs all around it to keep it going. Right? That's how you start it, but it's got to be beyond that stage. V'imu eitz yechidi, and if it's one log of wood, tzarich shiachoz ha'ur b'rov ovyo u'b'rov ha'kefal. So it has to be the majority of its width and circumference and length. V'im lo hudlaka kokach, but if it's not full, it's not didn't catch well enough. So then, asur le'anot ba b'shabbat. Then you're not allowed to use it that Shabbos. Gzeira shema yachateh ba, because we're afraid you're going to play with it to make it better. V'anida eitzim, and to move around the twigs or the wood. K'dei sheta'aleh shel evet, in order to make it grow. U'kashahud leka k'shi'ur, and once it's lit enough, yachol itchamem k'negda b'shabbat u'lishtamesh le'ora. Then you have no problem to be next to it, warm yourself up, to use the light to see things in the room. Okay, it doesn't matter if it's on the floor or higher up. Even if you don't use it for wicks, you're allowed to use it. Reading's a separate topic coming up later.
Why is ebb and flow, you know, they go up and down? Why does Shema Yechata not apply even if it's probably lit for Shabbos? Because it can go down and you can stoke it.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, there's a limit to how much there goes there.
It's a great question, but I think primarily what we're dealing with here is the heating source. You're in certain parts of the world. This was how you heated your home. And
right. We can't say that there's no option.
Yeah.
And it's not as common. So I think
this is more of a gather.
Right. I mean, you can worry to no end and then say, okay, no heat, no chillant on Shabbos. And that's what we're going to get to shortly, which is completely aser because you're following the Quran. So, good question. Yesh omrim shebe pechamin afilu lo achaz behen ha'ur ela kol shehu shari. Some say, I think that's how he paskins. Generally, if he just says yesh omrim, that's how he paskins. Just not many of the Rishonim said it. But okay. So yesh omrim, if you have coals, once they caught, it's good enough. Just a little bit. It doesn't have to be so much because we know, once they catch, they don't go out and they just get stronger and stronger. Gimel, medura shel zefet v'shel gofrit v'shel kash shel gavava. So all these less flammable or less strong fuel supplies. Okay. Straw, things like that. Afilu lo achaz ben ha'ur, ela kol shehu shari. Once it just catches a little bit, that's enough. V'chen medura shel kanim, v'shel gar'ini, tamarim, k'shehim u'fuzarim. And so too, when you have some other twigs, or these kanim, I don't know, some kind of reeds, I'm not sure exactly, and pits from tamarim, dates, when they're spread out. Avaim hakanim agudot. The reason why it's okay is because once it catches, we're not afraid you're going to come to play with it. Because the truth is, even if you play with it, you're actually going to make it worse, probably. So these, right? It's just in cases where we're worried about it, that's when it's an issue. When we're not worried about it, it's not an issue. Avaim hakanim agudot vegarinim bisal. But if they're all grouped together in a bundle or in a basket, real close together. So then it's a similar concept because they're compact and the air, oxygen doesn't get through them, and it's the same concept. It becomes like a log of wood. Tzrichim shiatzit behem ha'ur ad shdei ha'shlevet olam melech. It needs to be where it's completely, it's the flame is on by itself. I mean, right? There's no end, even with the wick. Eventually, sometimes, I remember happens by Shabbos, and more by Hanukkah, but you light it and then you turn around and it's gone. V'yesh omrim behafech, and some explain that it's the opposite, but okay. That's the halacha. So, Resh Nun Vav. Sheish tekiot shayu tokim be'er Shabbos. Aleph. Keshehayu Yisrael b'yishuvan. When the Jews lived in Israel, when it used to be, hayu tokim be'er Shabbat sheish tekiot. So they used to blow the shofar 6 times. In Israel we have the sirens in some of the cities, many of the cities or neighborhoods. Or music, that's right. Kedei lahavdil et ha'am min ha'malacha, in order to tell people to stop working. Haga. Now, I'll just point out that originally that they did it the first time, I think it's the Rambam who explains the first time they did it, it was by Mincha Gedola. That was for the people to stop working who lived outside, who were working outside the city. Mincha Katana was the next time for the people working inside the city. And the third time would be about Samach l'Shabbos, maybe half an hour before. Just to finish preparing your food, make sure you turn on the chillant, you put on your blech, the water, whatever you're doing. Hadlakas neros, truma, good. Okay, and then, right before, then a few minutes later, they would blow 3 of them in a row, tekiah, trua, tekiah, and then you would say, Mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. Hagav v'nagu b'kilos ha'kadosh shakoshu samach l'shabbos chatzi sha'a o sha'a. So here we're talking about 30 minutes an hour before. In many communities, shamachri shaliach tzibur. Somebody in the tzibur would announce l'hachin atzman l'shabbos, to get ready for Shabbos. V'hu b'mkom ha'tekios b'imeyim. And that's instead of the tekios that they used to have. V'cher ma'oy li nog b'chol makom. And this is a great custom. Resh nun zayin. Dine hatamanat chamin. Okay, we're doing some okay, so now we're talking about Hatzmana. You know what? I just want to go over a few things that we learned before, just to clarify. Okay. We just came up. Let's say you realize that Shabbos is starting. It's a candle lighting right now, or it's just about to be Shkia right now. And you didn't heat up water. So we mentioned what you do if you're going to put the water on your blech. What about your hot water urn? Can you turn it on right before Shabbos? So I believe that you're allowed to, because with the hot water, because Erev Shabbos is an issue of Shia. And the only issue of Shia is you might come to increase the heat or play with the fire. With the hot water urn, I don't think there's any issue. Somebody might disagree, I'm not sure. But I don't think there's any chashash that someone's going to push the button on or boil. So I don't think that there's any issue. And everyone's just going to wait for it. You just put it on Matzav Shabbat, or if there is such a thing, or there's just one setting. And then it'll just go up on its own. It could be that in Pischei Tshuva he says it's a problem. I'm not sure if I understand exactly his case. But it could be that he says it's Aser. Because by definition, the hot water urn, it can't be garuf and katum, because the whole thing is like one element. So since there's no garuf and katum, there's a problem. But I think the whole thing is based on shema yechate. You might come to play with the fire. So, and tzarechin on that one. Okay, what else? Just to clarify, on chazara, on Friday night, when we said you can return items, to return it, so, just to clarify, the difference between Maran, the Chaber, and the Rama is Maran, he doesn't care about Daito Lahachzir, and holding it. The only thing he cares about is that you don't put it on the floor, on the karka. And it's the Rama who says it's important you have daito lahachzir, you have a mind to return it, and it's in your hand. And then, but bedyevet is what to talk about. But if you put it on a table or on a chair, for sure it's okay. That's not karka. And the poskim say, what do you do with the shayish, the countertop on your oven? So that's a machloket. I know some are meiko, and I believe some are going to be machmer too, as far as if that's considered a karka or not.
Can you put the soup back?
Onto a blech, let's say? So that's the issue of chazara, which we learned. So lechadchila, you have to hold it and have a mind to put it back, certainly according to the Rama, and not to put it on the floor. So that's the question. If you put it on the shayish, so that's a machloket, as long as but you should have, but the avid, they say it's mutter. Even the Rama says it's mutter. Okay?
Directly on
a blech, for sure. Because that's gara for katum. What do you call okay, so fine. Let's talk real quick about a blech and a hot plate. Alright? I don't know if we discussed it much. Okay, a blech. First of all, what does a blech mean? It's Yiddish for a tin, right? A sheet of steel. So they didn't exist in the time of Chazal. All they had was these ovens that you had an opening from the side to put everything in, and on the top it was completely open. Maybe it had a grate or not, or it just had a little bit of a lip that you can rest your pot on top of it, or it would stay on top, the open hole on the top, by maybe the handles, different sketches I've seen. But basically, the side was open to put things in, and the top was open. But there was no concept of having this blech in those days. So whenever you wanted to put food on top of on the stove, either we're talking about garuf or katum, and to put it on Shabbos lechatchila, let's say Shabbos morning, the only time the Shulchan Aruch talks about, the Rishonim talk about putting food on top of the stove, is if you put it on top of a kli. Top of a kli. Okay. Now, I'll just quickly say there's a machloket. What happened? Does it matter if there's food inside that kli or not? On that pot? Does it matter if there's food inside? Right. So there's two opinions on the matter. Some say as long as there's a pot, and it's going to separate, there's airspace in the pot, and you're going to put your food on top of it. You can take food from the fridge, put it right on, we're talking about if it's fully cooked and davar yavish, it's dry, you can put it directly on top of a pot on Shabbos morning. So does it have to have food in there or not? So that's a machloket. But I believe everybody says it's okay, even if it's empty, if that pot is not over a flame, if that pot is over a blech, or over a hot plate. So if it's sitting on a blech or a hot plate, so then everyone says, Shlomo Zalman says, everyone says, again, you can argue if it's everyone or not, but even according to the Mishnah Berurah, Shlomo Zalman says, you can definitely put it straight on top of your pot. The only issue is, if you have a pot that's empty, and that would be on an open flame, then the Mishnah Berurah says, based on the Prima Gadim, not everybody agrees, then you can't put it directly on the pot. But again, nowadays we usually use a blech and a hot plate, so you can take food, yavesh, cooked, straight from your fridge, and put it right on top of a pot. That's no problem. Now, what about a blech on Friday night? So everyone says a blech works as gara for katum on Friday night, for the halachas of Shia and Chazara. Not a problem. You left it there, Erev Shabbos, so you're returning there, it's already hot, and you're returning it on Friday night, not a problem. Can you use a blech to put food on Shabbos morning? Take food, a piece of dry schnitzel or grilled chicken from your fridge, put it directly on a blech Shabbos morning. So, Avadi Yosef says you're allowed to. And that's what some Svardim do, some don't. But as far as I know, certainly most, I'm not sure about all, but certainly most say you're not allowed to, of the Ashkenazi Poskim. Certainly Rav Yashiv says you're not allowed to. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, in the later edition of Shemira Shabbos Kilchasa, he's quoted as saying, Yitachin, maybe it's mutter, v'tov lahachmir. So I'll let you interpret Rav Shlomo Zalman for yourselves, if he says you're allowed to do that or not.
When you say directly, in the pot, but onto
the... I'm talking about right now, can you take food from your fridge, if it's dry and fully cooked, put it right onto the blech Shabbos morning? So that, Rabbi Wad Yosef is the famous one for being Mako. And, okay. And now what about a hot plate? Right? So I think we covered the blech. Now what about a hot plate? So a hot plate, certainly Rav Shlomo Zalman says you're allowed to put food, is a hot plate without a blech. What can you do with a hot plate without a blech? So according to most Sephardic opinions, certainly Rav Ad Yosef, it's for sure a hot plate with no covering. That's okay. That's called garu for katum, and you can use it Friday night, Erev Shabbos, and Shabbos morning.
Even for soup?
No, so soup is a liquid. So only if it's still Yad Seledet Bo, according to Sephardim, and for Ashkenazim it has to be still warm. Right? But we can review afterwards. So that's if it's liquid. So right now we're talking about... Well, it does apply for Friday night for soup. As long as it's still Yad Seledet, depends if you're talking about from the fridge or you're talking about if it's still hot from Friday night. So, good. Now, Rav Yashiv is the one who says hot plates are considered like a fire. So he's I don't know if he's a Das Yachid, but he's certainly one of the more strict opinions. He says a hot plate is considered, so therefore it's never allowed. You can never use a hot plate for Shia or Chazara, according to Rav Yashiv, unless you put a blech on top of a hot plate, or quite a few sheets of tin foil might work, aluminum foil. What? Or on top of a dish. Well, that for sure. That everyone says the top of a dish is okay. Okay. Rav Shlomo Zalman says a hot plate for sure is okay for Friday nights, for Shia and Chazara, but to use it lechatchila, to take food from the fridge, we said, I think he says is not okay. That might be a question. I think he says it's not okay, and it's even worse than a blech. But okay. Now, just to point out an interesting thing, some people quote Igros Moshe saying that for a hot plate it's mutter to use, no problem. But if you read the words of the Igros Moshe, he says a hot plate is not the derech to do bishul, and it doesn't really get hot enough to cook. So if you have a hot plate that's not good enough to cook, so then Rav Moshe would say, yeah, you can take it from the fridge and put it straight on Shabbos. But some hot plates, I know there are different temperatures of hot plates in America. I don't know about England, but I know in America some are not so hot and some are. In Israel, they're very hot. So it could be a difference between what Rav Moshe was used to versus what there is nowadays, or certainly in Israel. Okay. We spoke about Mevushal. Oh, you know what? I think we'll stop. A couple of little things, and then we got Hatmana tomorrow.